What do you want? If you find that question quite triggering, like, what do I want from life? What do I actually want from life? If you find that difficult to answer, this episode is for you. We're going to dissect why it is so difficult for so many of us to answer, and more importantly, what the hell you can do about it.
You built the life, you did everything right, and somewhere along the way, you forgot what it feels like to be truly, wildly alive. Welcome to The Liberated Life. I'm Lucy Maeve, and this is where we remember the magic of being human.
Hello, my sweet one. What a joy it is to be back here on this grey Tuesday afternoon in London, where I am recording. I'm excited about today. Today we're going to be talking about how the hell you figure out what you want in life. It's like a minor question. Minor question that we can just figure out in a 20-minute podcast episode. No, I'm not going to overpromise it, but I am going to talk a little bit about what it actually takes to figure out what it is that you want in life. Because I think so many of us sit with this question. And because it feels like such a big question, we put it on the back burner, bury it in a hole, hope it figures itself out, and then it usually doesn't. And then we suddenly are like, oh shit, I haven't given myself time to figure out what I want. And life continues on. So to start with, I want to talk a little bit about my own experience of this question, because this question hounded me for years. For those of you who don't know me that well, I've had like a very wiggly path through life. I started my teenage years being obsessed with France and wanting to become a French person, and was like so obsessed that I was like, my only goal in life is to get a French passport. And then I kind of wove my way through school and ended up going to study chemistry, not related to French, but I was like, you know, I'll do chemistry. I was quite good at it. And then I spent a year in France. So I was like kind of still wangling with the French thing, but had 4 years doing chemistry. Then I went into banking. And now I'm doing what I do now. So I've had like quite a wiggly journey. And I wouldn't say that it's a journey that necessarily lends it to, she definitely knows what she wants from life. I would say it was more of a spiral, cyclical, whirly, slightly confused journey. And I'm okay with that. But when I look back and I think about a very long period of time, both when I was at school and through university and through the majority of my banking career, that question of like, what do you want, kept whispering itself to me. And I found it really scary. I found it very, very difficult to in any way answer it. And I think I felt a little bit of shame about the fact that I couldn't answer it. Like, there was a part of me that was like, I feel like, as a woman of relatively okay intellect, I should be able to answer this question, what do I want from life? That feels like an important thing. What I've noticed in the work that I do with people is very few people know what they want. And the problem with not knowing what we want is that we kind of just like wangle our way through life without any clear direction. There's not necessarily any problem with that, because I think we can find deep presence and beauty in any situation in life. And sometimes like the over-obsession around what it is that we want can tie us up in knots itself. But it does reduce our capacity to be focused, you know, on like, okay, I'm going to be committed to this one direction. But I want to talk a little bit about why for so many of us it's really hard to answer that question and what we can do about it. So I think that the crux of this what do you want conundrum and why it's so difficult to answer is in part because as soon as I ask myself that question, it's like, oh my God, the enormity of it completely freezes us. It's like, oh my God, I can't even think about this question because it's so big. That's part of it. The other part of it is I think that we have been deeply conditioned for years and years and years and years to never do what we want. Been conditioned over generations to just do what everyone else wants, to be the good girl, to be the like the one that goes along with things, that doesn't have too many needs, that doesn't ask for too much, that just kind of goes along with things. And obviously, if we've been doing that for a really long time, it's kind of hard to figure out what we want. So what is it that means that we get into this spiral of just obsessing over what other people want and disconnecting from what we want? It is a chronic fawn response in the nervous system. What that really means is that deep down in our systems, we feel deeply unsafe in the world. And I don't mean unsafe as in like, oh God, there's like someone's going to come and attack me. Our nervous system feels in somewhat under threat. So it feels like, okay, I'm not fully safe in this environment. So what do I do to create safety? I fawn. I do what everyone else wants. So I think for a lot of women and men, in truth, we spend a lot of our lives doing what everyone else wants. If I look at my own journey through this, I deeply wanted to become French. That was a true desire. It was a really true core desire inside of me. Did I really want to study chemistry? Kind of. I kind of wanted to study psychology, to be honest, but at the time I thought that psychology wasn't like an academic enough subject, so I didn't do it. I kind of wanted to do chemistry because I thought it made me look smart, and I thought people would be proud of me if I did chemistry, and that would make me look good. Again, fawn. Did I really, really want to be in banking? No. Why did I end up in banking? Because I got offered a job. And again, I was like, one, I feel bad saying no to this job because it's a great opportunity. And two, because people will think I'm smart if I do this job. If I go into banking, people will think I'm good and smart and impressive. So I did that. Wasn't a true desire. A lot of us spend our whole lives doing this. And we might be completely unaware of it. Like a lot of us are completely unaware of it. We just plod along making decisions, but a large proportion of the reason behind why we're making the decision is because we want to make other people happy. So then when we get into our 30s and 40s and those bigger existential questions start to maybe ring a little bit louder in our ears, what do we want from life? What's meaningful to us? What do we value? All those types of questions. We're like, I don't have any idea. Now, this is really intriguing because I believe at our essence, when we're born, when we're little, we really know what we want. Like humans innately are really deeply connected to their wants and desires. When we're little, like you don't see a baby like fawning and being like, oh no, don't worry, don't breastfeed me now. I'm okay. I just want to make you happy. They don't give two shits. Like, we innately know what we want. I often see this with my nieces and nephews. Like, they really know what they like and what they don't like. And they don't care about saying, I don't want this or I don't like this if they don't like it. But over childhood, over adolescence, so many of us are conditioned out of our true desires and into what we think the world wants from us. And when I was studying with Gabor Maté, he used to talk about this beautiful analogy, which I really loved, of there being these two core desires as humans. One of the core desires is attachment, and one of them is authenticity. So attachment being like people like me, basically, like I have a tribe around me, which is really fundamentally important as a human. We're a tribal species at our core, so we need community, we need people around us to feel safe. And the other core desire or core need is authenticity. And authenticity is being deeply connected to what it is that we want and going after it, being true to ourselves. Now, a lot of us disconnect from authenticity pretty young. We're like, when I keep saying I want this thing or I like this thing, I don't like this thing, people get cross with me. Or maybe I'm like sent to my room or I don't get what I want. So after a while, like, it's probably not the best idea for me to express myself authentically and to say what I want and to express my emotions authentically. So we start to go, okay, what I'll do instead is I'll just make people happy. I'll lean more towards the attachment than to being fully true to myself. I would say like 99% of people do this. So to varying degrees. And we do this because we think it will give us love. We think it'll be like, okay, if I continue to do what other people want, I'll receive love, I'll receive praise, I'll receive acceptance. And that feels good. You know, there's no shame in this. Like, this feels good for humans to be accepted, wanted, loved. The problem with it is that for a lot of us, we get into our 30s and 40s and then we are totally and completely lost. We have no idea what we like. We have no idea what we want. We have no idea, like, our preferences. We don't have any idea of our tastes. It's all just gone. We've become like an amorphous blob of what everyone else wants. And I think that this is made worse by social media and by the algorithm, because we are constantly fed more and more stuff based on what the algorithm wants to feed us, which tells us, okay, you like this. So a lot of us are really lost as to what it is we actually like, what it is that lights us up. We've completely disconnected from what is meaningful to us, because we've been so focused on other people's needs. So of course, when we ask big questions like, what do you want from life? It feels terrifying and really, really difficult to come up with a clear answer. This doesn't mean that you don't know the answer. What it means is that you are very well practiced in very subtly picking up on what other people want you to say, or what other people want from you, and you have just lost the art of listening to yourself. Okay, I want to take a little pause from the podcast here because I've been meaning to mention this and I keep forgetting to tell you that at the end of May, I am taking a small group of women to Andalusia for 5 nights and I would love for you to be one of them. And I want to be clear, this is not a yoga holiday. This is not a wellness retreat with green juices and fasting and early bedtimes. Well, maybe a little bit of that, but definitely not the fasting. This is the real work, breath work, somatic work, depth, delight, long lunches, Andalusian sunset, and a group of women doing something genuinely courageous and magical together. Last year, the women who came said it was one of the most transformational experiences of their lives. And the best bit about it is that they're still all in each other's lives today, which I absolutely love. If something in this podcast keeps landing for you, if there's a part of you that has been thinking about doing something like this for a little while, honestly, just come. The details are in the show notes, or you can email me with the word retreat and we can have a chat. There are only a couple of spots left, so now is the time. Okay, back to the episode now. But that art can be regrown and redeveloped. I think the thing that freaks so many of us out when we start to ask this question, what do I want? Is because we're like, I don't have any idea. Oh my God, I have no idea. I don't know what I want. We shut the door on it very quickly. We're like, oh my God, I don't know. Just shut that door. Pretend we didn't ask that question. Just carry on. Just carry on. Just carry on going on the tube every day. I just will ignore that question, never come back to it again. We don't want to do that. Even the fact that when you ask yourself that question, what do I want? What do I desire? And you have no idea. That is information. That's amazing information. Like the most incredible information right there. What do I want? I don't know. I don't know. How intriguing. I don't know. This does not mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you have most likely been conditioned to focus your attention entirely on what other people want and not what is true for you. And doesn't that open a beautiful path of exploration of like, oh my God, what is it that I really want? What is it that I really love? And I think for so many of us, starting the journey of exploring, what is it that I want? What is it that I desire? What is it that brings me joy, that brings me delight, that brings me a sense of connection? Like, what is it? Can open up the most profound, life-shifting path. In truth, that was really what started to open things up for me. I was asked that question and I was like, I have no idea. So I said I wanted to feel free. And then I was like, what does that mean to feel free? And that took me down the path of kind of psychological and spiritual liberation. But we have to find the courage to ask that question and to sit with the discomfort of maybe not knowing the answer. and not see that discomfort as something that is fundamentally flawed in you, that you don't know what you want, but you're like, wow, how curious that I've got to this point in my life and I don't know what I want. Can that be an invitation rather than like something to beat yourself up about? How curious. Like, I almost see it, there's this really beautiful video that I'll link in the show notes that's got Alan Watts talking over it. And it's like the process of conditioning of like all these like really sparky, creative kids that are really connected to themselves and know what they want. And they go into this machine and the machine is like the school system and the education system. And then they come out of this machine and they're like, all their colors gone and they kind of turned gray and they don't, they're like robots. And then they robot into university and then they robot into their jobs and they're sitting in their desks as little robots. And this journey of asking ourselves, like, what do you want? It's the journey of bringing the color back. It's the journey of bringing that like sparky little one back because they knew. And what an incredible life-affirming journey to go on. There's no shame here. There is no shame in not knowing what you want. It is an invitation to exploration. So how do you do that exploration? Well, the most incredible way to do this, I find, is to start to get curious. What lights me up? Where does my energy go up? If the little one inside of me, the child inside of me, wanted something, what would they want? To start to do rogue random things, to try things out. Did I tell you about the time I went to a prawn peeling event? When I was in banking, I was like really deep in this. What do I want? I need to like broaden my echo chamber. I need to meet new people. I need to like get out of this banking land. And I went to a prawn peeling event. Yes, a prawn, the seafood. Turned up, there was this big bowl of prawns in this like garlicky sauce and they were all in their shells. And we spent the evening peeling the prawns and eating them and talking. It was really random, very random. My friends made fun of me. And I came away being like, there was a glimmer of something in that. What was that? Connection. Ooh, connection's important to me. Cool. Okay, let's go and find some more things that support me to feel connected to people in a more meaningful way. Dot, 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 dot. And she goes off on her path. So if you are in this space of like, what is it that I want? And I don't know the answer to that question. I'm terrified that I don't know the answer to that question. The invitation here is not to shame yourself. The invitation is to start to explore and to create intentional space for yourself to explore. Get yourself into new spaces. Surround yourself with new people. Do some weird shit. Break out of the cage of your like normal life. Do some weird shit. Worst case, you come away and you're like, that wasn't very fun. I'm not going to do it again. Do something different. Notice what happens to your energy. Because the thing is once we start to reconnect to our desires, once we start to reconnect to what it is that we want, what it is that lights us up, what it is that feels good, we can then do something about it. Like once we have the North Star of like, oh, I desire that, it's much easier to do the work to get you there. This is often a huge part of the work that I do with people initially. What do you want? Because truth is, coaching is like, you need to figure out what you want. And then from that place, we can figure out what it is that's blocking you from that. But until we can figure out what we want and notice the discomfort in potentially not knowing what we want, it's kind of hard to point our arrow at something. No? So my hope with this episode is that you're inspired to explore. Go do some weird shit. Sign up for something that you've never done before. Go and meet some random people. Go to a talk. Go to a retreat. Go to a day thing. Go to a like prawn peeling event. Do something random and notice what happens to your energy when you do it. Start to take an inventory of like what brings your energy up, what brings your energy down. Notice, 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 notice. So my sweet love, with that, I'm sending you so much love. And I will speak to you very soon.